This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a dramatic new jobs report in the United States. In a major surprise to economists, it shows that 2.5 million jobs were added in May, with unemployment dropping to 13.3%. This in the face of the economic damage done by the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. markets have been surging on the news, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 800 points at this hour. Spurred by the U.S. job numbers, markets in Germany and France have tacked on strong gains today. Germany over 2%, France a stunning 3%. Another factor was the announcement by the European Central Bank that it was adding 600 billion euros to its pandemic emergency bond purchase program. Even before the U.S. report, markets in Asia were up, with the Nikkei gaining about 0.75%. The latest on the pandemic, the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide stands at close to 6.7 million, with almost 392,000 deaths. Brazil is deeply suffering, with its largest 24-hour increase in coronavirus fatalities, more than 1,000 a day, for the second straight day. The health ministry delayed release of the data until after the country's widely watched evening news program. Here in the United States, confirmed infections are approaching 1.9 million, with deaths topping 108,000. The numbers are from Johns Hopkins University. U.S. President Donald Trump travels to the state of Maine today, and the governor there is warning him to guard against what Democrat Janet Mills calls Mr. Trump's divisive words since the killing of George Floyd and the demonstrations they have sparked. Floyd was the unarmed African-American who died when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck as the 46-year-old man lay pinned down, helpless in the street. The president has urged governors, as he puts it, to dominate demonstrators. He has also threatened to send regular army troops into the streets. Former Defense Secretary William Cohen, a Republican, told CNN today the president has no understanding of the rule of law. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says she is struggling over whether she can support the president's reelection effort. Via remote.